Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am so excited every single week when I come on to talk about Riviera Beach. I am still thoroughly convinced from the words of Acres of Diamonds from Russell Conwell that we are all still leaving our diamond mines in our backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us, within our own hometown. And so that is why we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And today we are talking with another special guest, and that's none other than Mr. Terrence Davis, who is in runoff, actually, for a state of Florida rep. And I'm very excited also to be here with our co-host, Mr. Dan Calloway, and Mr. Artie Williams. How are you both this afternoon, gentlemen?
Yes, wonderful. And you and the rest of the listening audience, I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm doing great also. Glad to be part of another show.
Thank you. Thank you. So while we're waiting for continuation of the podcast, just want to read a little bit about our guest for today. For more than a decade, Mr. Davis has served the people of Palm Beach County. As a former councilman of Riviera Beach, he has worked with many of our state representatives and senators to push positive legislation while also advocating for funding of local projects. Additionally, he graduated from Florida A&M University. Therefore, he knows Tallahassee, and he knows what it takes to get the job done for District 94. For more than a decade, Mr. Davis has served the people of Palm Beach County. And as a former councilman, he worked so very closely with the state representatives and legislators to help us have a better Riviera Beach and also a better state of Florida. And so with those words, just want to turn the podcast over to you, Mr. Calloway.
Thank you very much. When you read, is Mr. Davis on yet?
Yes, sir.
So he's not on. He's not on yet.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's on.
Mr. Davis, how are you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Calloway.
I hope you and your family are doing well. One of the things, if you heard the introduction by our fierce leader who thought of this program in her mind years ago, and she finally put it together and she got us all, and we've been doing this for quite a while, and we've had a lot of tremendous guests, so we know a little bit about Highlighting Riviera. And I'm very pleased that Ann McNeil asked me to be a part of it at the very beginning. And after 84 years as a member of Riviera Beach, I ought to know something about it. And you were born and reared here because your daddy grew up playing in the youth recreation program at Tate when we had one of the great baseball teams. He was on a state Pony League team. That means it was 13 to 15. They call it senior league now. And I know something about you because you're a member of a church that Art is the same member of the church on 35th Street, St. James Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
Under the auspices of an outstanding pastor. And tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning, him and about eight other guys are going to be taking a lot of things that we have gathered to go to Fort Myers. So we're not going to get away from that. because what happened in Fort Myers and on the West Coast can easily happen to us on the East Coast. We call the storm bypassed us in the last 2 years. And in your introduction, you said you raised a lot of money for different organizations. You also served, everybody know that you served for years in the council for Riviera Beach. And, of course, you've been a teacher. You've been a lot of things. But I need to understand this here, and I'll get back, and I'll give you a chance to marinate it before we get off the air. What happened to the youth recreation after this coming January 8th? It will be 60 years we've been involved. And you know
wow.
some about the youth recreation. So
absolutely.
Herman McCray was the late Herman McCray was the president for 49 years, and after he passed, now his son, Derek, has been the chair in that place. And then so many people grew up into that. I need to ask you your opinion that in these trying times, what do we do to motivate people that they have things in place, not only shelter, but not only where we're going to get this, whether it's generators, food, or whatever, the things that we are trying to help out on the West Coast, because one day it's going to happen here. You and I talked about it right in my living room years ago about help
Absolutely.
In the city of Riviera Beach is to put together a shelter of 500 people in when it's not in it. Bad weather or trouble, we will have a soup kitchen to feed people for 6 days a week and get all the churches we got in Riviera to activate them to give us a day a week and feed the hungry and the ones who are sleeping under the viaduct, the bridge, under the I-95 overpass, all those things. Now, you're ready to get your hat back in the ring to be a politician. I would hope that you get your hat in the ring to be a statesman, because it's a big difference. A politician, he does, she does things that please what the people say. But a statesman, he or she does a thing that is best for the people. Now, I need you to elaborate on that a little bit.
Okay. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone that's on this call. Appreciate your time and efforts. For so many years, we recently have been having a discussion about how do we get prepared for hurricane season and a shelter. Former Councilman Shelby Lowe and I had a conversation about an instrument that we can use to raise funds for the city of Riviera Beach to build a facility that throughout the year, other than hurricane season, we can operate our own local community public market where local young women and young men can provide services and make some funds. With the opportunity to have a soup kitchen to feed the homeless and feed the local young women and kids of the community after school, as well as transforming that facility into a hurricane shelter during hurricane season. Because too many times in Riviera Beach, when we have a shelter, our folks are being required to find some transportation and relocate at Palm Beach Gardens High School, which is far away. And we wanted something in our backyard that would fit large enough to serve our residents that did not leave the community. Because we have a lot of folks that do leave, but the ones that don't, we have to find a campus, build a campus, and leverage those resources to do that. Shelby Lowe at the time had started, got the license of a Southeast Public Market Fair Association, which we shared with you, Mr. Calloway. The one thing that we need is we need staff support at the City of Riviera Beach to move that to the next level, to go to Tallahassee, to get these facility grants that creates jobs, because once you get these grants, you also have to find local folks to build it. When you're looking at putting folks to work, when we have these facilities, let's make sure that we give our folks an opportunity to get some job opportunities and create some funding within the community. We have to take care of ourselves. Running for this new Florida House seat that runs from Happy Hill and Okeechobee west of all the Glades, so it includes Royal Palm Beach, West Lake, Loxahatchee, north of Southern, west of PGA Boulevard. The district now has a 5,900 Democrat vote advantage. It is 40% minority. I get a chance to go back home to the Glades where my mother was born at and really take care of the folks I love, which is my extended family and my current family. I'll never turn my back on Riviera Beach, but being in Tallahassee, one of 120 House members, we will have the opportunity not just to serve the folks in the Western community, but as well as focus on policy within the residents of Riviera Beach and West Palm Beach and those throughout Palm Beach County.
Well, Terrence, that's just beautiful what you said. First of all, you included South Bay, Belleglade, and Pahokee. I call
Absolutely.
Everything Belleglade. Now, of course, your mother was from the Glades.
Yes.
It's 92% of the people in the Glades are people of color. And the other day they had in the Post Time, they were burning the cane, and they said they need to burn the cane because it killed the snakes and run the rabbits and do all that. But yet and still, there's a lot of people getting sick with the burning of that smoke, inhaling it. It has been proven. But yet and still, they haven't gone to the modern way to do that without burning. What is your opinion if you get elected? Are you going to stand up and fight for those people over there who allow some elected officials to say it's the problem of the owner of the apartments, the landlord? Well, if the landlord is not doing anything, all you have to do is tell the right proper authority and shut them down. That's all you have to do. But are you going to fight for those people who are saying with the sinus, with the headaches, and with all this stuff is because they've been burning the smoke, burning the cane in the smoke? Number one, would you tell me a little about that? Because that's on the table right now.
Absolutely. What I look at is you look at just west of Belleglade, you have Henry County, Houston area. And if
yes.
you get over there near the Sam's Club, behind there, there's a very upscale community right there. And the sugar cane there, they don't burn it. So the question is why? You know, we have to
okay.
treat people of all classes the same. Because you have money, you get treated one way. But because you don't have money, we allow folks to get treated another way. And then when you fight for those folks, they like to say that you're radical. Well, if radical is being upset for mistreatment of an injustice of one people, it's an injustice of all people.
Amen.
And we need leadership in Tallahassee that's going to focus on healthy policy, developing relationships across the House and the Senate. The Republicans have a supermajority, but we need someone that can go up there and lobby folks throughout various districts in the state of Florida to have the same common ground to really get something done. Sitting down with the folks that control that industry, which are very powerful people, we got to have legislators willing to sit down and have a discussion of the future of the plan. Right now, no one can tell you who's having that discussion, but the discussion has to start somewhere and with someone. And I'm more than willing to be the person to start the discussion on the future of what the Western community looks like, how it's operating, and how we're going to take care of the rest.
That is beautiful. Let me tell you, one of the leaders, two of the leaders in the Glades, and both of them lived in Belleglade, Robert Walker, and of course the Walker family has been there forever. Dorothy and his sister, one of them was worked for the Urban League, and one of them was the mayor of, what is that, South Bay. And the other one is, the young man, who is like another son of mine, he is also the defensive coach for Glade Central for a lot of years. He grew up there, and he's the director of the Boys and Girls Club at Kenny Funderburk. Those people been fighting.
I just saw Kenny.
You just talk. Well, you talk. Always spend some time, and he's going to give you what they need to do. He's just not talking.
Okay.
He's doing it. And the mothers and the fathers of whatnot send their kids right there at the Boys and Girls Club in Belgrade every day. We have a church program put up, I think it's the third Sunday in March. Artie would know. He has, I think we're in Riviera, and then I don't know where in February, but it's Riviera.
Well, we're at St. James in February. We're at New Macedonia in January. February is St. James, and March, Belgrade.
Okay. That's the first quarter. What we are doing, Terrence, we got a new organization on the youth recreation called HELP. A month ago on 60 Minutes, they talked about HOPE. I can't tell you what the H-O-P-E, the acronym for that is, but I was impressed because it was two wealthy white men gave money to send 125 kids full scholarship anywhere in Chicago and Illinois. You can't go outside of that. So IHELP is the acronym, and you got to do better with this. It's, the H is for home. You had a great home life because your mother and father. Your grandfather retired from the Riviera over the Parks apartment. He did a tremendous job on that. I can go down a list knowing what your family did because I was a part of working in Riviera with them. And that E is for education. You just, in your bio, you graduated from Florida A&M University. You were teaching school. You've been doing all this. Your family gave you a base. You took the base and went off to school, and now you're back trying to help other people. Now, what is the L for? The L for law enforcement. Now, why do we need the law enforcement? We need the law enforcement, and you know that well as anybody. The community got to work with the police, the sheriff's office, or the state's attorney, and do a job. See something, says something. We got to stop leaving on the man who's sworn to do it. We got to go out and help them do it. That's just all to that. Now, what is the people? The P is for the pulpit or the preacher. Now, why is that important? Your daddy was a deacon. He spoke out. You a member of a church. The pastors of the church got a platform every Sunday to say something about the ills of the society. Now, your pastor right now will be leaving 5 o'clock in the morning, taking all his food and water over to, what is that, Fort Myers. They'll be over there for a day. That's just the first shipment. Richard Riles is the chair of the Black Coalition right now. He'll be right there with them. We had him on was it last week or week before last, one of them. But we have to do better because we know better. And I know you know better because you've been in the leadership for a long time. You just spoke out about a lot of things, and you can't do nothing without money. We got to stop allowing people, just like you were talking about, all those growers and the Fonhu family and U.S. Sugar. They're billionaires. They just throw a few crumbs back. They have to give back to the least, the lost, and the left out. And you may be the person to tell them that because you know better. Now, you need to answer to that right now. Tell us, what is your game plan and how are you going to go about it? You really know better, and I'm depending on you. Are we depending on you?
Well, the biggest thing that anyone, whether the elected official or not an elected official, can do, and I plan on doing, is meeting with all your stakeholders in the community, whether it's business leaders, just residential folks that just live their residence, and find out how does the major large landholders, what are they planning? No one I have yet to meet today have give us any discussion to talk about what Farm Who master plan is for the next 50 years. And we need to find out, okay, whatever that plan is, how do we have a community benefits agreement to where the folks that will be working living in that area, how do we grow together? What is the pullback? Who's going to have housing? Where is that housing going to go? The state of Florida had Amendment 1 with a lot of land in it. And with that land, when we talk about the housing crisis, how do we keep folks that's growing up in the Glades from moving out of the Glades by creating substantial housing within the area that they can afford? That's the most important thing we can do. Meet the landowners, create a plan, find out where everyone wants to, and come together with a common goal, which is helping one another, help ourselves. Now, we ain't asking for no handout. What we're asking is a partnership. And within a partnership, everyone should play a role. Roles will be different.
Are you asking?
No, I'm just saying, if roles will be different, but as a state legislator, when we start talking about policy, you know, everyone needs to be at the table. Our local nonprofits, people like yourself, when we sit down at the round table with Sugar, Crystals, and all these folks, we all should be having these conversations together. That's important.
Well, you own the money because you said the Fon Hu family. And I think the Fon Hu family bought U.S. Sugar. But it doesn't matter. It's only 5 to 7 families in the Glades and all the way to Clueston that own all the money. I've dealt with them because I was dealing them with through the sheriff. And they even helped me and the sheriff start 41 years ago, start the Police Athletic League right here all over the county. In my presentation, they said, Mr. Calloway or Sergeant Calloway, what do you need? I said, I need $250,000 because we got $1 million budget. They said, well, if you was brave enough to ask us, we're going to give it to you. The sheriff sent us over there in a helicopter. I know they got the money, but it's only 7 families over there. But it's all everywhere. Your district won't cover Bogertone. Bogertone got more money than anybody. There's more wealth in Bogertone than in Open Palm Beach because there's more people down there. See, we got to show people we are sincere in what we are saying we're going to do, we're going to do. See, too many people go out there and hustle for themselves or some dumbness, and then people think all of us in the same boat. Now, we can be asked to show our books and to say the longevity. You don't know nobody in an organization been longer than 59 years and putting in 60 years. If your daddy was 13 and 14 played in it, down, you know that was a long time ago. And you grew up knowing something about that. So I just want somebody to fight for the local people and never give up. If you strike out, so be it. But just go fight for us. That's the only thing I've always said. Just fight for us. Because you're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
I want us to fight together, side by side.
Well, let me go back and say this here. Tomorrow morning is 11 o'clock party that we will meet with the city manager.
Yes, 11 a.m.
Yes, because we got 3 or 4 things we're going to bring up the city manager. I mean, everything starts with me from right here in Riviera. See, the greatest thing happened in the last few years is what Ann McNeil did. I am Riviera. That's what she said. We have to highlight the local people, and then I'm one of those people who was born and reared here. I grew up with the people from the island. We call them the Conks from the Bahamas. But one day we're going to be in the same situation that Fort Myers and Naples and everything on that West Coast. You think God's going to send hurricanes all over the world and Puerto Rico and up and down the West Coast and up and down the East Coast and they're not going to ever come back to Riviera? See, when you brought up how long we've been talking about the shelter, you already done started working on it with Shelby. You got to go and tell those people who can afford to put the money in the pot. You pick the a person to draw the plans and give them and pay them to build the building. And then, therefore, you can go up under the bridge right over there going to Singer's Island, and you'll see a lot of people sleeping under that night. Go on Singer's Island. They want to call them bums. They're not bums. They just fell on hard times. It could be mental. It just had a bad situation. We have to look out for the least, the lost, and the left out, and that's what we're not doing. Now, we shouldn't have to be struggling to get all this food and the water to take because it was a disaster. We should have that, a food bank in our 500 seating capacity where we got the sleeping bags and everything, and use that for what about the education component that you talked about after school, and then teaching people music, teaching people arts and crafts, and then most of all teaching kids how to get a job, a trade. Everybody can't go to college. You told me that years ago. We don't want everybody not going to go to college. Let's teach them how to get a trade. And there's jobs working down there with the boat builders, starting them off with $26 an hour. We got to do better because we know better. And so you saying if you get in there and you will be the conduit, the mouthpiece for the poor people, because the Bible said the poor will be among us as long as we live. Now, how do you respond to that?
We ain't in church, but I give you amen on that one.
Well, see, the thing with it is, why ex-politician, what I mean ex, they were in there and they learned the rudiments of the job. It's really going to take a person normally a year or more when they get elected official, because it's so many things that you can't do, the fiduciary responsibility that you have, you got to learn how to do that, and you got to be able to also deal with the people who are going to help vote with you. You can't get it all passed by yourself. Somebody else got to help vote yes with it. You got to know how to negotiate things like that. Since you got the ability, because you've been there before, when do you exercise that with organizations that like our organization? When do you exercise that? Because we know what's going to happen with the storms in Florida. We should have a situation where we can get food and water at the snap of our finger. We shouldn't be out here begging. And then you know what the preacher said? And it was your preacher. Dr. Drayton said, the last thing he said to me 2 days ago, Artie, he said, Mr. Calloway, could you figure out a way how to set up a big thing, a community gathering for the city? And that's one of the things we were talked to the city manager, probably to give us a good park, right where you were reared up at, and go out there and feed all the people. They're going to be bringing water, canned goods, and all these different other things, and everybody going to be telling them what we're going to do for Thanksgiving, what we're going to do for Christmas. And the only way you can tell a mass of people is to promise them some food. Food, bring them, music, keep them, and now you can talk to them. Now, are you going to be a part of that? Then I can tell the people that one of the leaders that we're going to have to help make that work will be Mr. Terrence Davis.
Absolutely. Any meeting that you have, I'll be there.
Okay. Artie, is anything that you want to ask Terrence?
Yes, Terrence. How you doing today? Actually, I spoke with you about this yesterday, but I just want you to make sure you put it on your schedule. I know you'll be doing some things that on Thanksgiving to be a part of the our giveaway. We're going to do the meals for the 8,000 people at Lindsay Davis, right in your family building there. And we're looking for you told me that you'll be get where you could help out with the.
I'll be supporting contributing to that.
That'll be perfect. That'll be perfect. And you see, the thing about that, Terrence, that's right there in the heart of the struggle of Riviera and Palm Beach County in the south, because every leadership that blacks own, other than the President of the United States, started in Florida and mostly in Riviera. Let me just give you, out of 13 positions in the city, department heads, 11 of them started in Riviera, including the police chief, including the fire chief, the city manager, the public works director, the recreation director, the sanitation director, and on and on. On and on. That's history. And that's why they opened the doors for so other people. Because one thing in Riviera, the people who were fighting the battle then never backed down, because they knew that one day that was going to be Terrence and all the other people coming behind and to make it easier. And the generation ahead of you, you got to make it better for them. Every generation got to make it better for the new generation. See, if the thing that, and you got people around you, Cedric, no, it wasn't Cedric, Shelby, you all was former elected officials and then was reared here. You didn't come from somebody else, come from somewhere else and try to do that. And now you have branched out to go all county. That is even better, because you know good and well, just use the formula that we laid down in Riviera and take that and keep fighting for that, taking care of the little man, not the big man. You don't have to worry about taking care of Singers Island that much. You don't have to worry about Palm Beach Garden. You don't have to worry about Palm Beach. You can go down to Delray and Boynton. You don't have to worry about Boca Raton. It's the least people, because the Bible says the poor will be among us forever. And just all to it. So I'm glad that you're throwing your hat in there. But right now, Thanksgiving is one thing, but is it the last Saturday in October, Artie, that we're going to be at Goodmark, and that's one of the things we need the city manager to approve and get all the people out there, because that's what the ministers want. When you have known that many ministers have gotten together and they're asking, set up something where you bring all the people and we can set up a table, different tables, and have the recreation department to get that big tent for those senior citizens out there, feed them and talk to them. This is what we got to do. In case of storm, we're going to do this. In case a lot of people are no jobs and we got to feed them, we know where we're going. Set the roadmap. See, we need somebody, a young person, with some intelligence, but with some nerve to go and tell the people with a lot, this is what we got to have. And we're going to put our hope in you. Artie?
Okay, Terrence. Yeah, I'm just glad you got your hat back in the ring, Terrence, and we'll do all we can to support you. And we need that seat. So you continue to just go forward, and we'll do what we can. And just remember just to give back to the community like you always done. And I'm pretty sure everybody will be on your side and help you achieve this goal. So that's all I have. I don't know if Ann, you want to come in and say something, but that's all I have right now.
Yeah, I think that a lot has already been said, and Councilman, I still see you, Councilman, State Representative, we're going to speak those things as if they were. We just want to remind everybody that you have been listening to hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, hashtag Riviera Beach Pride, and we're so very excited, Terrence, to have you on again. And we're looking forward, like you've heard, to supporting this race all the way to the victory line, because you've already made it the first step. So that's it for
all
me.
Right.
Any closing remarks from you, parents?
I just want to say thank you to everyone, and please tell everyone early voting starts October 24th. The district once again is Loxahatchee, Westlake, Beverly, Cahokia, South Bay, Royal Palm Beach, all the way to Century Village, in Haverhill, Hill, and west of PGA, and just north of Southern Boulevard. Whatever it is you guys can do, please call your family and friends to support, and that you got somebody that truly cares and is working hard, that's going to represent you well. And that's the biggest. So whatever support that everyone can do, please feel free to give it, whether it's financial or whether just some volunteering time. Give me 2 hours in one weekend. I would be greatly appreciated.
Well, you right. can take – let me make – it's time for me to make my remark.
And yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Calvert. Yes, sir. Thanks.
What we will do is give you a microphone, because normally when we go to Goodmark Park or one of those places, the only reason why we're not going to go to Wells parking lot in out there because Artie reminded me that they're building a lot of things. There's a lot of construction going on. But we love to go to Goodmark Park because the people just love that. They love to come out. I tell you what, see, we have a microphone, and we'll give you a chance. And if you've got any of your literature or certain things that you want to pass out, we give you that. And then your opponent, we're not worrying about the opponent because of and then we'll go public with the news. That is one of the things that you help sponsoring. And with the ministers. Now, the ministers are the most important thing. If they go every Sunday, right at their pulpit, that's what part of help is about, the pulpit and the preacher, and to get the information out. And we'll be talking to Walker, Robert Walker, and the guys, and Kenneth Funderburk after we get from the city manager because of we're going to bring Pahokee, South Bay, and Belgrade seniors over here. We haven't set the date, and we're going to take our senior citizens over there. These are the things that most people didn't know we were doing. We all connected with everything in Palm Beach County because Riviera must be at the front, the leadership, and that's what people look at. And you're from Riviera, so therefore you're one of the leaders. So we'll be seeing you, and good luck to you. But keep up with Adi.
Thank you. I'll call you tomorrow, Adi. But I'll be in touch and update with you guys on how things go with the city manager tomorrow. I'd like to be abreast on that so I can be an assistant.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good, Pat.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we will see everybody back here, same place, same time next week. Hashtag I am Riviera Beach, and everybody have a great weekend. Thanks.